With that information, I invite you to close your eyes and take a moment to cognize that information, that there is an entire entourage on the other side of the veil that knows exactly what is happening on Earth. There is a spotlight being shone on you, if you wish to say, that is giving you love and support for everything you are doing right now. And whether that's your own journey of self-healing, or whether that's your journey of being in service to helping others heal, that is seen and acknowledged by the other side of the veil. That support is there for you, because what you do truly does matter. Your life matters in ways you cannot even conceive of. And each time you have an aha epiphany, it changes the very fabric of the universe. So what does that say about how magnificent you are and how important you are and how loved beyond measure you are? And so now we allow a little space to hear from that magnetic master who gave us that phrase, "You are dearly loved."
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. So indeed, it seems like this entire program for this Healing Wednesday is about help from the other side. This may seem to be a review, but you can't hear it too often. The other side of the veil is a caring energy. And it's not what you were told. When you take a look at that which you are told about God, God is not necessarily that approachable. God does not then feature information about a grand soul that you have that is packed, filled with systems of help. The knowledge you get in major religion about God does not tell you about the entourage that each one of you has, truly, that is there to watch you with its hand held out to you so many times, if you choose to take it. There have been so many questions come to this program about being in the circle of 12 and feeling and knowing that you are being healed, and yet when it's over, it all comes back to some reality where you're not being healed, or you're struggling to maintain that information and that feeling and that multidimensionality in the circle of 12, and you snap back to a reality and it's just not good enough. The answer is, dear ones, you cannot turn this on and off. There is a wonderful healing due to you. In other words, it's there and it's ready. It's on a shelf that says, "Your name, be healed." And you're picking it up in that envelope and you're holding it while you're in the circle of 12, and you put it back in the envelope on the shelf and you leave. And what I want to tell you is that for you, there is so much more here. And that so much more is the ability for you to decide to cognize and believe that when you leave the circle of 12, the entourage stays with you. Now, some of you have said, "Well, I'm trying to do that." So many will tell you, stop trying. And instead, call upon Spirit and say things like, Dear Spirit, I'm having trouble with this. Please let the entourage stay with me. Give me a sign they're here. Let me understand and feel they're always with me. So when I go to the circle of 12, I understand it's no different than when I'm walking around my home. It's no different than when I'm sleeping, that they're always there. There's so many who doubt that this is even a reality. After all, how many of you learned in your Sunday schools or any other places or even in your meditation chambers or any, how many of you were taught that you have angels and guides with you all the time? There is still this 3D idea that you've got to pick yourself up and do something in order to garner that which is the grace of God in your life. I want to ask you, if you've had parents who loved you, really loved you, and you could feel their love, if you were fortunate to have that, I'll ask you this. Do you have to beat down any doors for their love? Do you have to climb stairs or do activities or whatever in order to get them get their attention? And the answer is no. All you did was show up and you could see the love. Hopefully you had some parents like this. They're out there, dear ones. Many of them. What is the difference between the love of a parent and a child and the love of God for you? And that is this, that the love of God for you is 100, 200, 10,000 times as much. But it's the same compassionate love. And it's in the same way. You might say, Dear Spirit, take my hand. And in that, you are giving permission for Spirit to do all of these things, for God to be part of your life in a personal way, instead of that which you've been taught. For those who are having trouble keeping the feeling of the circle of 12, it's because there is a 3D construct that you've been trained into that says that you are not magnificent or there is no angelics that come with you. There are. Not only that, they're always there. You don't even have to call them in. I'll give you a premise I've given you many times before. The majority of humanity comes into this planet, and in comes with them all of the angelic help they'll ever need. All of it is there. When they are small, when human beings are babies and children and toddlers and growing up to the years 4 and 5 years old, sometimes they're very aware of that. They have little personal friends. They even name them. Some of them keep them from being afraid of the dark or the monster in the closet. And these are all things that children know about. But they're real. And then as they grow older, they go away. And sometimes that's because their parents say, well, no, honey, that's not really so. And you know that they're really not there. And so it's trained out of the children. Some children, they know better and they keep it to themselves. They'll say, okay. But when their parents are looking, they're still talking to them. But in general, my point is this. They come in with you. You don't have to call them in. So right now, where you sit, and in the circle of 12 later, I'm going to encourage you to see that in your own way, that they're with you now. And who is it that's with you? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Understand, they're assigned to you as helpers. They're multidimensional. They're angelic. They're beautiful. They love you. And they're there to assist and help with healing, with fear, with attitudes, with redoing who you are. And they're there for your synchronicity. And that is the biggest thing I could tell you to keep you from stepping in the potholes of life. But they've always been there. I'd love to give this channel again and again and again, because I want you to feel filled with beauty, understanding, and the peace that goes with this, that you don't have to try that hard. All you have to do is release the old programming that says you have to try that hard. Again, for those of you who feel one way in the circle of 12 and you exit it and then you feel another, this is for you. That when you get up from the circle of 12, having felt perhaps a healing energy, I want you to stop right there and say, thank you, Spirit, and thank you, guides, for being with me, because I need you now. Stay with me. Come with me, be with me. I want you to claim it every day. Every morning you get up to yourself, perhaps. You can say, thank you, guides and angels, for being with me today. Continue the healing that I know that I deserve. That's, you might say, that's in the queue for me, that it's going to be there. And start getting used to it, dear ones, that there's more here than you think. And it's here because of a love that Spirit has for you, especially right now in these troubled times. Claim it. It's yours. Practice it and change your life. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.